finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And it's our number three here on Rush to Reason. This is Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Shimei Navarro.
Hello.
We do not have John Zemirek on the line. Okay, folks, we will keep trying to reach John. In the meantime, Shimei, it's time to get back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And by the way, I hated cutting Dan off. He was on such a great role
He was.
Oh, my gosh. It was just like, can we stretch the hour out? And Charlie's like, no. Because Charlie's a dictator. Charlie is so harsh and so hard on me when I'm trying to. No, he isn't. He carries me. Okay, let's talk about masks on kids.
Yeah.
Because this infuriates me. Kids are at no risk, folks.
No.
Do you know how many kids ages 1 to 9 died of COVID in Colorado?
I think just one.
Zero.
Oh, zero.
Unless one was added in the last few months. But I know that going into early part of this year, it was still at zero.
Yeah.
That's their risk level, folks.
So low.
And by the way, if it did happen, it would obviously be a child who was of a severe immune deficiency who you would have been protecting anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're smart.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me what's going on.
So I'm a mom. I have a going into high school and then elementary age and then a 3-year-old, 2-year-old.
You have a child going into high school, boy or girl?
Girl, and it's terrifying. It's awful.
Are the boys knocking on the door yet?
Yes.
They are.
And actually, she brought a boy over and he is wearing his mask in my house. And I'm like, can we take that off?
And did you tell your daughter to find guys who can chill out a bit?
Yeah. Because he has his hair all in his face and then he has a mask. I was like, do you think this guy's cute? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, how can you tell? She can't even see his face. I couldn't see his face.
Well, was he wearing a stylish, fashionable mask?
No. They all wear, the cool ones wear black masks, but masks in general are just terrible. You know, my 13-year-old, it's so funny. It's turned into such a stand with us kind of a thing, you know, in terms of like, what were we saying? Peer pressure.
Oh,
in
yes.
In terms of peer pressure. When we're at Walmart or anywhere, at any store, you know, we're going without a mask. And she's terrified to be seen by her school friends with us without a mask. She'll pull her mask over, her shirt over her face
so
and run.
So she's still suffering from the peer pressure. And this is what blows my mind. Young people, because of peer pressure, are wearing masks more than people our age.
Yes.
Well, I'm a lot older than you. But, I mean, they're wearing masks more than people are our age, and they're the people who are at zero risk virtually zero risk.
Yeah.
And here they're wearing masks all the time. That shows you the power.
Mm-hmm. They're being conditioned.
Oh, my gosh, of what they're hearing in the schools. We'll get back to that in a moment. But first, we have producer Ann on the line. Ann, how you doing?
Hey, I wanted to mention that.
Ann.
Yes. Governor Reynolds of Iowa.
Yes.
Signed a bill to prohibit K through 12 schools from asking kids to wear masks.
Okay? Awesome.
Yeah, so that was a couple of months ago. I can find the exact date, but basically states make a difference. You know, the sodomite governor, this was May 20th or 21, it was posted. So anyway.
Okay,
so.
Well, no, Ann, wait a minute. So what you're telling me is that we're having mass deaths occur amongst young people in Iowa.
We're having truth.
Are they having to take them out in truckloads? I mean, are they taking them out into the forest in truckloads to dump them there? Have they found a place to deal with all the carnage?
Well, I think they're shipping them to California and Colorado, okay?
Yeah.
Oh. So they're just rebranding them as new, okay?
It's
a scam. It's a total scam, you know. RFK Jr.'s website, Children's Health Defense Fund, has so many good articles on the facts we know because it's all about the money. It's all about the control.
Well, don't run away. Give me that website again.
Okay. So it's Children's Health Defense Fund.com. I'm not sure if fund is on it or not, but if you put in RFK Jr. and that name, Children's Health Defense, it'll come up for you.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks, okay. Ann. And thanks for letting us know all about Iowa.
Yes,
that is great news.
Yes. No masks there allowed for the kids.
Awesome. Thank you.
Something that I'm hearing in terms of like the families that push the masks is that there's a lot of more suicide in kids. So they're dying actually from suicide, from being pushed onto this kind of intense fear-mongering, you're going to kill grandma kind of stuff, versus dying from the actual COVID.
Yeah, because all these kids are basically afraid, hey, man, I'll catch it and I will transmit it. One thing that they're not being told, but they should be, because the CDC, when they're honest, are actually saying this. Mm-hmm. Young people are very poor transmitters of this disease, of this virus.
Yeah.
They are. And I'm not saying they can't transmit it. But, you know, at some point, Shimei, wouldn't we start to see all these examples coming out of all these young people who have passed it along to the elderly or passed it along to their teachers, and people are dropping left and right from this, and I'm seeing absolutely nothing. And you know as well as I do, the left-wing media would be putting that those stories out left and right.
Yeah, they're just not there.
Okay, so what's happening? Can you give me examples here in Colorado of schools that are trying to mandate this? And let me just preface this. I actually want to shame them.
Okay.
Okay, I do. I want to shame them. I want to shame any school that is pushing these kinds of guidelines on kids. Go ahead.
Do I out ours?
I'm a meanie.
Yeah, so a Cherry Creek School District school, an elementary school, when Polis was going to lift the thing, I was on the phone actually talking to them about something else. And I was like, oh, awesome. It looks like the mask mandate's going to be lifted. Are you guys going to do that as well when it lifts in the state? And the front desk lady was like, no. I don't even see that happening even next year. We're going to be as safe as possible.
As safe as possible. In other words, as left-wing propagandist as possible.
Yeah.
And the reason I say this with some anger, Shimei, is that the Cherry Creek School District used to be more of a, shall we say, moderate.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone. That is a left-wing school district. Yes. I'm not saying they've gone Aurora, but they're
terrible.
Going so close that way.
I went to the most recent school board meeting, and they literally open it very similar to how Denver does, and they make an apology to the Arapaho Indians and that they're
They open a school board by apologizing to the Arapaho Indians. Why?
Yes, for taking their land and recognizing that this land is, that our meeting is on that sacred land. I have Native American blood in me, and I was like utterly shocked that it was like that. So yeah, Cherry Creek School District is
Well, I just want to apologize to you because KLZ might be on. Yeah. Well, it's got to be in some way, shape, or form on land that was once more populated by the Indians.
But even then, me and my dad were talking about there was probably only 10 million population, wide for America when the colonists came and settled here. The population was so little. There was so much more land. So,
well, and let me just mention this really quick before we go to Toby here. They talk about how, you took this land away from the Indians. And by the way, I don't mean to downplay it. It was a conquering, mm-hmm. okay?
Yes.
Yes. People from Europe came in and conquered America and overran it, and atrocities were committed.
Yeah.
But what they don't tell you in all the schools is I just described how virtually every single nation on the planet was formed.
Yes. Very much so.
Virtually every single nation on the planet was formed, but we only want to undo and reverse it here.
I can't even.
It's ludicrous. Hey, Toby and Wheatland, you're on with us right now. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Hi, Toby.
I'm calling you Andrew. Your screener said, if you call him Andrew, he's going to think it's his mother. And I said, well, I'm probably old enough to be your mother.
It just, anyway. it feels warm inside. Thank you very much. I feel so good. Did you bring cookies?
And well, I baked them here the other day, but it's a long way from Denver up here.
Oh, that's true. Well, what's happening, Toby?
So anyway, well, you was talking about the kids wearing masks.
Yeah.
And then they said the other day that they're giving 6-month-old babies this vaccine.
Oh, my goodness.
Why the hell would they do that? Are they just using these people as guinea pigs?
They are.
I had not even heard this. They're giving 6-month-old or 6-year-old. What was it?
It's
6-month-old.
6-month-old kids are giving a vaccine.
They're giving them this vaccine, they said.
at the consent of their parents, which is that's awful. Well, why are you doing that?
Well, Toby, there are pretty nuts parents out there. You know that.
Well, yeah, I see them all the time.
Can you imagine a 6-month-old and you're giving them a shot they don't need? That's terrible.
Well, they give those babies enough shots as it is to start off with.
Yeah.
But
to give them this vaccine that they don't know what the long-term effects of it is. And besides that, they said, you know, some of those younger boys, I don't know whether they're 14, 15, they got the vaccine. And then they had inflammation around their heart.
Yes.
So that's not good.
It's not
long-term effect.
Well, hang on, Toby. I want to hear more about this inflammation around the heart. Go ahead.
The CDC came out and said that cases were higher than expected in 16 to 24-year-olds after the second COVID shot, and that it was inflammation of the heart.
And you can't reverse that, can you? It's not something – you can't, like, put the heart in a cast, okay?
No.
There's no way to really fix it.
I saw a picture of a normal heart and an inflamed heart. It is terrifying how large it is.
My gosh.
That doesn't sound very kosher to me, but, you know, they were saying last night, too, I was listening to this nurse, and she was from John Hopkins Hospital back there, and she was saying about women getting mammograms. And they said they went and got a mammogram, and then they tested a false positive for COVID.
You're kidding
me. And so they said this one little gal, she had, because this, I don't know whether it's the radiation that affects. Anyway, she had a lump in her lymph gland, kind of in her armpit there.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And anyway, so they decided, they needed to do a biopsy on her.
Mm. Oh.
And they said, okay. This nurse was saying, if they have to have a mammogram, to wait at least 4 to 6 weeks after they have that second shot.
Yeah. I think what's happening is the spike protein aspect is what it's like they're shedding stories. Like women are really being affected by people who have been vaccinated. It's changing menstrual cycles. It's changing much stuff.
Blood clots.
Yeah. It's.
Well, you guys are scaring me. I'm glad my wife hasn't gotten this thing.
Yeah. Or even you, because. Ooh. Your shedding or whatever could affect her.
Well, I'm not going to get it. But you got to understand, Toby, I just don't care about COVID.
Mm-hmm. It's not a risk.
I'm not going to have the shot. And I'm 70, will be 77 here this next month.
And but going strong.
Anyway, yes. And I think I already had this crap way back in 2019 in December and the first 2 weeks in 2020.
And you're as healthy as ever.
Well, I get along fine.
And you make cookies. All right, Toby. Hey, I got to let you go. We got to go to break, okay?
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling in. We'll hear from you again. Gosh, she's wonderful, isn't she?
She's so cute.
She is so cute. Okay, Rob, we'll talk to you after the break. Hang on. But first, Flesh and Beck. Every legal issue is an obstacle course. But Kevin Flesh, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, he and his people hold your hand and walk you through each step. Then they get you the best result. He's ready for court, is your opponent. Trial tested, trial ready, Flesh and Beck, 303-806-8886 or fleshlawfirm.com.
Some skills you only develop through practice. In October of this year, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law celebrates 25 years defending both civil and criminal cases. He has earned the tagline trial tested, trial ready. In civil cases such as personal injury, your attorney has the burden of proof to persuade a jury that you deserve a certain sum of money in return for your pain and suffering. However, because only a small percentage of personal injury cases go to trial, most personal injury attorneys do not spend much time in the courtroom over the course of their careers. Kevin Flesh stands apart from the rest because he represents both criminal and civil cases. After an estimated couple hundred jury trials, Kevin has learned how a jury reacts to evidence. He knows how to gauge how much money a jury will likely award in your case. Trial tested, trial ready for 25 years. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886.
All right, a good shop is up next. Bad weather, it keeps coming. Man, the hail has been crazy. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has been huge. And no matter how well you drive, the other driver might not be so careful. So in case of an accident, have this number handy. 720-541-7697. Remember, you control where your car gets fixed, not the insurance company. Call a good shop at 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with the great Shemaine Navarro. And on the line right now, we got Rob Bray from Mighty Hand Construction. Rob, hey. How you doing today?
Good. How's it going, Andy?
I am doing well. How are you guys doing, by the way, with, you know, the wood shortage and everything?
Oh, man, it's been crazy. Prices are up, but business is still strong. People are still getting work done, and, you know, the equity, they've got the equity to do it, so it's a good time to do it.
Hey, one last thing. I know you're called in on another topic. We'll get to it, but how's church going?
Hey, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
It's just been awesome, man. Spirit and Truth up here in northern Colorado. We just had a water baptism Sunday. 6 people got baptized. And been to church about 6-7 months and got about 100, 120 people coming. So it's just been really exciting, really fun.
But Rob, I got to ask you this. In all this heat, did you have a hard time getting them to come back up?
Yeah, they wanted to stay in the baptismal.
Just saying.
No, for sure. Outdoors too, and that's funny.
Very cool. Hey, what's your comment on, sir?
And I love when you're hosting the show. I miss being with you. I'll have to get back in there with you. But I was just going to chime in on the Native American conversation. I've actually done mission trips to the Navajo Reservation in New Mexico, to one of them. And I've also, one of my best friends is Navajo. And so I have a little bit unique perspective on it. And what's, I guess, the only caveat I was going to add, I thought it was a good conversation. I was just thinking, man, one of the leftist tactics of revisionist history, if you will, revising history, is the broad brush. You know, we took the land from the Native Americans, broad brush, that's it, end of story. And what they forget about is all the partnerships that we had. And obviously people know the big ones with Squanto or Sacagawea, but there were other ones. There were treaties we didn't break. There were treaties that we did break. And by we, I mean, I guess you could say the United States and the government or different military groups. Sometimes the treaties that were broken weren't done so with the permission of the commanding officer. Sometimes they were. So anyway, all that to say, there's a lot more nuance to our relational history with the Native American people than just we took their land. That's just such a broad brush. And they do that with so many other topics.
Rob, I did not know this because I've always basically thought we just, you know, that they were overrun. I don't want to say we overran them. I wasn't there. Okay. But I mean, I always thought that they were basically just overrun and forced out. I guess I'm a little Hollywoodized by that. What are some that were followed?
It's worth doing some of the research. I did a short stay in Nebraska, too, and with the Homestead Monument out there, with different ways the government got people moving out west and homesteading. And, again, some of those treaties, they actually properly bought the land from the Native Americans. Other times they did force them out against their will. And so it's worth looking into more of the details. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head while I'm driving here, but I heard the conversation. I thought, man, that broad brush is something I see with race in America. It's something I see with the Native American history. It's something I see with, you know, it's like they forget the Pilgrims. They forget Thanksgiving. They forget that we actually, the whole thing started with some actual harmony with the Native American people. You know, they even served in some of our wars, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they did. So, they had that code talking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth looking up. Anyway, love you guys, and I'll chat with you another time, Andy.
Rob, thank you so much. It's great to hear from you. Please call back. You take care, sir.
Yes, all right, bye-bye.
You bet. Hey, up next we have Joy from Denver with a comment on vaccines. Joy, let's hear from you.
Hi, your little co-host was talking about being vaccinated and shedding the protein. And I just recently had read something about that. The inventor of the RNA vaccination had tweeted that out in the very beginning of last year.
What did the tweet basically say, Joy?
It was warning everybody that you emit the protein after being vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And they took the tweet down.
Really?
So I was interested that she actually knew about the proteins being emitted.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get it through breath, through the skin, through body fluids. There was actually 905 babies that were breastfed from vaccinated moms that died from inflammation.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, and I just listened, I think I was listening to Dana Lesh, and she had just brought that up. It's in Dr. Fauci's emails also.
Yes.
But the inventor of the actual RNA vaccination, he tweeted it out, and Twitter took it down immediately.
They do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, something so massive, and I was shocked to hear that you knew about it. So that was awesome.
Yeah, I follow that stuff, and I feel like the masks are a precursor definitely to this vaccine. And, you know, you just have to start questioning things, like why? Why would they give you an interview to win $1 million for this? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's me.
I figured that was, you know, if I was going to get vaccinated, that would be one way to get some of my tax money back. Yeah.
Joy, yeah. If you win the $1 million thing, you got to buy us lunch. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
You'd have to. It's kind of like you can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket. And I definitely am not getting vaccinated. Nobody in my family will. We have a doctor in the family, and from the beginning said no vaccinations in this family.
No, me either, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to self-identify as someone who's been vaccinated.
Totally.
Think that'll fly?
Who knows? Yeah, you might win.
Go ahead, Shamae.
Something that's weird to me, there was a neighbor that is a doctor who was agreeing with me at the holes in the science and how it's like FDA emergency approved, and he still got it, and that was so shocking. That was so different to me.
They are all so different. I mean, I have a doctor back home too that just is an amazing doctor, and he's a training doctor, and he just told my daughter, you can have the vaccination. Me and my wife both got it, and we both have already had COVID. And I thought, he's probably one of the smartest doctors I've ever ran into, and I couldn't believe he said that.
You know, let me just...
So you're right.
Joy, let me just close with this. The one thing that I've really seen is with the politicization of COVID is that anything you add politics to, you will get a ton of misinformation on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guarantee, because
exactly.
We're talking about... My gosh, folks, we're talking about a vaccine and a virus. This should just be science. You report it as you find it, right?
Yeah.
But instead, you shut it down if you don't agree with it. You blare it out there if you do agree with it. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong.
Well, that's kind of like Dr. Fauci saying, if you attack me, you're attacking science. No, you're attacking political science.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, yeah. I'm sorry. If we attack you, we're not attacking science. We're attacking somebody who, frankly, has misused science. And that's my opinion. All right, Joy, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Have a good day.
Have an awesome day. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to break. Okay, next up is Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. With rates this low, every day you don't call Kurt Rogers to get refinanced is a day you're wasting money. Start saving real money. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. lower your payment, and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, RoofMax is up next. You know, maybe you got a new roof in the last few years, but this is Colorado.
Yeah.
Am I right?
It goes fast.
Oh my gosh, it goes fast. Dry heat, hail, heavy snow, high winds, everything that makes us run inside is still pounding on that roof outside. But if you call Dave Hart at 303-710-6916, RoofMax will revitalize your roof and add years to its life. That saves you money, and that's RoofMax at 303-710-6916.
Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it with RoofMax. The cost of asphalt roofing products has already gone up 20% and will likely go up another 20 to 25% this summer. To make matters worse, it's getting harder to find quality contractors, which means the cost of labor has gone up recently. As roof replacements become more and more expensive, roofing companies will start passing along that cost to their customers. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% by adding years of performance to your asphalt roofing. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last up to 15 years longer. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Shemaine Navarro. And now on the line, we got to deal with a problem that I often have to deal with, and that is strange men hitting on my co-host. On the line right now, we have Victor from Aurora. Victor, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. And Victor, how do you know Shemaine?
Oh, you know, I've got the lucky privilege of calling her my wife.
Yes.
Say hi, Shanae.
I love you, babe. Hi, babe. What you doing?
Hey, nothing. Just having fun working and listening to the show today.
Nice.
And, it's been fun listening. And no, it's. I was just calling because I love hearing Shanae's passion about everything. And yeah, I'm right there with her on the getting the masks off the kids. It's a big concern of ours together. And it is funny watching how the teenagers just hide behind this now.
Victor, isn't that the most crushing thing? Watching young people who have no risk out there wearing masks all over the place. I mean, it just tells you propaganda works.
Yeah, I mean, and as a teenager, I think, they're already insecure, as a normal teenagers are. But, you give them a mask and then they hide behind it and take it off and they don't feel comfortable.
Do you think this is going to affect them, Victor? I mean, long term. Whole year masked up like this, I don't know, man.
You know, the sad thing is, I think it is, but, hopefully not long term. Maybe a few years, but hopefully not long term.
Yeah. It was funny. When I tried to drop Phoenix off at youth group, she, had it in her hand. I was like, no, give me that. breathe air. Phoenix, be free.
Is it so, are you guys finding that it's just so hard for kids dealing with having other kids around them who have been masked for an entire year, looking at them, applying that peer pressure?
Yeah. Well, and it's funny too, because between our two girls, there's a vast difference, huh, babe?
Yeah. Our 7-year-old, she's our little patriot.
Your 7-year-old's the little patriot?
Oh yeah. She wanted to stop going to school because she's like, they're making me wear these masks.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, she's a hoot.
I love it. I love it.
But then even the little kids, like our son, I feel bad for him because he's afraid to go to daycare at church and at the gym because he's not used to seeing people in masks. It scares him.
Well, good.
Yeah.
It should be scary. I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's a terrible thing, especially for kids. And I think what we're doing to them is going to cause long-term emotional harm. I really do. Hey, Victor, before you leave, you got to tell your wife you love her.
Love you, babe.
Love you.
You know, it's nothing new. You're like the sixth or seventh caller to say that, you know.
No way.
No way.
I think he had a vote for that, the day of question.
Oh, hey, yeah. Do you have the impossible question of the day, Victor, was statistically the team wearing this color usually wins. What color is it? I said fuchsia or pink.
My guess was white.
You said white. And you said
because every team has a white jersey.
Oh,
that makes sense. Okay, and what'd you say?
I said red.
Victor, as in all things, your wife is right and you are wrong.
Woo!
The answer is red. So yeah, you know,
it's not the first thing I lost to her today already.
Victor, thank you so much, man. You take care.
All right, thank you guys.
Love you, babe. That was fun.
It was fun. Okay, next up is...
Joe.
Jersey Joe. Hey, Joe, Shamea has something she's been practicing. She wants to tell you. Here you go, Shamea.
How you doing?
Shamea, I'm doing good. How you doing?
How you doing?
We're all doing good.
Shamea, you're getting better.
Okay, yeah. Getting a little better.
You're getting better. I think that's way better than last time. I'm impressed.
Way better. Vast improvement. Elocution.
That's funny.
Hey, I want to start off with my quote of the week.
Yes.
We all know who Thomas Sowell is, right?
Oh, yes.
Love him.
All right, my quote of the week. And Shamea, you may recall that I spend about an hour every morning visiting these liberal websites, looking at the lies they tell each other. And, you know, and they love their lies. They embrace their lies. But and here's what I find. You try to tell them, nope, that's wrong. Here's the facts. Go, you know, IRS link, you know, Treasury. Here's his quote, it is usually futile to try and talk facts and analysis to people who are enjoying a sense of moral superiority in their ignorance.
That's
so classic. And that is so true. You know, the thing that's really blown my mind, Joe, and I mean, it's always been the case with liberals, but in the last year, I have never seen so many people ignore numbers that are put in their face. You know, Texas, states that dropped the lockdowns are doing much better. States that kept them are doing them much worse.
Yeah.
And every number doesn't seem to mean anything to them.
They will twist themselves into a pretzel to rationalize. Well, like that's a red state. You know, Governor Abbott, you can't believe a single number that comes out of Texas. Ignoring the fact that hospitals report their data directly to the CDC, it does not go through the governor's office. They will rationalize why those numbers are fake. Just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, and here's another example. I think I sent this to you over the weekend. Revision, 1984, revisionist history. If you visit any liberal web, I'm reading from an email I sent. If you visit any liberal Facebook site, you will find multiple posts like the one shown below. And here's a quote. The tax rates when Reagan took over were much higher for corporations. Wages and benefits were good, and the majority lived on one worker's income, and mom stayed home and raised the children. Reagan started the corporate and rich tax cuts, union breaking, and importing of drugs. That started the exodus of good-paying jobs out of the country. Republicans started the collapse of America. And not one person said, prove it, show me the data, challenged it, except me.
Well, wait, let me say it. Joe, give me the data.
Now, so here's the data. Now, and these are easily discoverable facts. Number one, Reagan inherited a full-blown recession from Jimmy Carter with an 8.5% unemployment rate and 18 million unemployed workers and an inflation rate of 12.5% and mortgage rates at 16%. So you tell me, does that sound like wages and benefits were good and the majority living on one worker's income?
It was paradise, Joe.
How do you live on the income of one unemployed spouse? So what did the Reagan tax cuts actually accomplish? Reagan got Congress to go along with two rate cuts. It took him 2 years. The first one didn't kick in until year two, and the second one didn't kick in until year four. He took the top rate from 70% down to 50%, and then a year later down to 38% for a combined reduction of 45%. despite this 45% cut in tax rates, tax revenues soared by 75%, and GDP growth rates soared from negative 1.9% under Carter to positive 7.3%, and job growth went from a negative 2.1 million job loss in 82 to an $18 million net job gain over the next 6 years. And during that same time, average hourly wages rose by 34% from $7.13 an hour to $9.60 an hour, and median household income rose by 54% in 6 years as the increased demand for workers resulted in rapid rise in wages. That is the exact opposite of what that person posted and hundreds of people agreed to.
Wow.
But Joe, wait, I thought Reagan ruined this place, and that's why no one around the world wants to come and sneak in here anymore.
Well, see, and the facts don't support that, obviously, but there's something called, I don't know if you read anything about tribalism.
Yeah.
You cannot accept anything, tribalism, for instance, if you're a Dodge person, you have to believe that, Dodges are the best cars, best engines, best transmission. And if you accept, if somebody tries to tell you that Chevy or Ford makes a better engine, better transmission, and you accept that, you begin to lose your identity as part of the Dodge tribe.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very difficult for you to do. Well, the same thing, if you're a liberal and you're part of the liberal tribe, you have all these beliefs that make you, a card-carrying liberal. And you cannot accept anything that is not consistent with those liberal beliefs, because if it is, you lose your tribal identity, and then it's like, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
So remaining part of the tribe is incredibly emotionally powerful, which is why you will find all sorts of absurd reasons to reject facts and data that are contrary to what you've come to believe and embrace.
Joe, I mean, let's face it, all of us feel the temptation to tie ourselves to a belief system rather than the facts, whatever they are, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the second I hear someone's a Democrat, I'm skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
I am, the moment of what they're going to say. But here's the big difference. Joe, when's the last time you saw a mass movement on the right or the Republican Party, the Liberty Movement, whatever, to silence the other side?
Not that I can recall.
None. And what are you seeing on the other side? It is a mass movement at absolutely all levels of the left, be it big tech, be it in government, be it in the media, entertainment, even the sports industry, of literally silencing their opposition. And so when you talk about, people being tribal and only listening to their side, I think we can all suffer from that. But I think one side has gone 10 times further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to use the power to shut down things they don't want. They don't want to hear, and they don't want others to hear. And for instance, I could post everything I just told you with links to the U.S. Treasury Department data, Congressional Budget Office, IRS data. They will reject it. They will not accept a single word of anything I just read you, because in order to accept it means they're forfeiting their membership in the liberal tribe. And that's just something they can't bring themselves to do.
All right, Joe, can I hold you over the break?
You most certainly can.
Okay, when you come back, Joe, I want to ask you this question, so I'm prepping you right now. Which group is the worst on the left at silencing opposition and not being willing to listen to facts? And that would be, first, the Marxists, the socialists, the economic leftists. Second, BLM, the race leftists. And third, the environmentalists, the climate change people. All right?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you that when we come back. But first, Novus Auto Glass. How do you avoid lots of windshield replacement? I mean, they're a great place to get your windshield replaced. But if you can, you want to avoid it, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Well, you can call Novus. They can send you windshield Band-Aids that you put over chips. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And they can often fix cracks up to a foot. I've never had any place fix crack that's nearly that long.
No.
Just contact Novus Auto Glass. That's NOVUS at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long. but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Longevity counts for mechanical repairs. The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair have an average of almost 13 years' experience per technician, so at this point, almost nothing surprises them. After so many combined years on the job, they've seen just about every weird problem your vehicle could have. Even in those rare cases where they really have to dig, they don't give up until they find a solution. John Rush has been recommending Extreme Auto Repair on Rush to Reason for nearly 6 years now, so he's seen their persistence firsthand. They have a reputation for solving problems no one else could. Make Extreme Auto Repair your last mechanic. Long-time radio supporters, long-term techs, repeat customers. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for your free windshield wipers or tire rotation. Extreme Auto Repair. Promises kept. Switch to a different health insurance plan while you still can. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts for help finding the right coverage at the best price. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Shemay Navarro. And on the line, we got Jersey Joe. Joe, who are the worst at cancel culture, at shutting down opposing voices and not being willing to listen? Is it the economic leftists? Is it the BLM race hustlers? Or is it the climate change wackos?
And I'm going to give you my answer, and I thought about this over the break. The economic leftists and the climate, they love to debate you. They want to ridicule you. They want to show you how ignorant you are. They want, they love, you know, they want to engage you. They either want to try to convince you, convert you, and they want to demonstrate their superiority of knowledge and facts and data and show the world how ignorant you are. The BLM wants to shut you down because they don't want you to share with the data. They don't want to hear your data. They don't want your side to come out because your side, they can't refute your side of the data. So I, in my opinion, it's the BLM side and their supporters that don't want any open debate because they know that they can't refute the data that shows their entire, what's the biblical word I'm looking at, their entire gospel is built on lies.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, that's a really tough choice. Because with climate change, you could say it's an international conspiracy to shut down. But yeah, BLM, you've heard me before reel off all the statistics on how often the average black person kills a white person in America and vice versa. And I did it from a span of years. It's an unbelievable percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's incredible. And, you know, it was during the heart of Obama, and basically the average black person in America was 9 to 10 times as likely to kill a white person as the other way around. Okay. Right. Now, do I think that's because, you know, there's any difference between the people? No, I think it's because of how the culture has raised them. Okay.
Right.
Each group.
And the biggest single threat to a black male is another black male.
Oh yeah.
12,000 people a year, 11,000 people a year in this country are killed by gunfire. Over 6,000 of those people are black men.
Okay, now let me give you a lying stat. Oh, but more black people are killed by cops than white people. Come back to that, Joe.
Because they commit 3 times as many crimes. The average black man is 3 times more likely to be involved in violent crime. And I sent you the stats on this, and you may not know this. If you look at the number of arrests and the number of fatalities occurring during the arrest process, you're most likely... Cops don't go down the street shooting random people that they pass by, or, you know, say, oh, I'm going to shoot this one. The chance of you being shot by a cop are directly proportional to your involvement in acts of violent crime. Well, when you look at the data, and I've sent this to you, any of you, I can send it again, is that the fatality rate for black violent offenders is 0.2%. In other words, you take all the arrests
right.
of violent criminals, 99.8% of the time they are taken into custody alive. 0.2% of the time there is a fatality.
Wow.
Then you look at the statistics for the white violent offenders. Guess what? Their incident of death during the arrest process is 0.2%. It's identical. 0.2, which means 99.8% of both races survive the apprehension and arrest process. There is no statistical difference in the death rate among violent offenders.
Say that one again. I want people to remember that and use it. Say that one again, Joe.
There is no statistical difference in the death rate during the apprehension and arrest process of white offenders versus black offenders. It is 0.2% for both, which means 99.8% of the time, whether you're a black offender or a white offender of a violent crime, 99.8% of the time, you will be apprehended alive.
There you go. I mean, that's the kind of facts they're not listening to. Joe, we got a couple minutes left. What else you got?
How about the cognitive decline of our president?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, he's doing fine. Hey, let's hear a little bit about harassing. Here you go. It's only 9 seconds.
By harassing the full potential of those who are harassing, we're going to have to try to change things. That's the whole idea. But here's the...
Joe, it's harnessing.
Oh, my gosh.
You harness potential. You do not harass potential unless... Joe, maybe this is new management technique. You harass potential out of your employees. You think that would work well?
Obviously it wouldn't. But here's the thing. The sentence, as those words come out of your mouth, you say, wait a minute, what I just said doesn't make sense.
And he kept going.
He kept right on going and repeated it. And then he goes on. The topic is Russia's involvement in Syria and their support of the Syrian regime. And he repeats... And he refers to the Syrian regime as Libya three
yes.
different times in the space of 2 minutes.
It's embarrassing.
And by the way, not a word on any liberal website nor the national news media. The national I watched two of the three networks tonight or yesterday. Neither one mentioned a word of him. They didn't play the clip. They didn't comment on it of him mistaking calling Syria Libya or using the word harassing instead of harnessing. It just never happened. Never happened. Oh, but other things that didn't happen. Shemay, you probably didn't hear about the shooting in Austin, Texas over the weekend where 14 people were shot. You know why you didn't hear about it?
Why?
Because the liberal narrative is that all mass shooters are white males. Well, guess what? There were two shooters and they were both black males.
Wow.
Yeah. Anybody can turn to violence. It doesn't matter. The melanin count in your skin does not make you more peaceful or more violent.
Right.
It makes absolutely no difference.
But I guarantee you, if it was a white guy with an AR-15, it would have been national news on every network. The fact that it was two black guys, you know, just randomly shot 14 people outside of a nightclub didn't warrant even 10 seconds on the national news.
That's crazy.
That's just disgusting. Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Do that. Take care. See you next time. All right. That'll do it for today. Shemay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, what's your Facebook page?
It's Free Faced in Colorado.
Guys, go there. It is a popular happening page, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Folks, if you missed the first hour, it replays next. Tomorrow is another Best of Show with John. Best of. And I'll see you again on Friday. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.